again. Welcome to yet another edition of X-Ray with Dr. Tom. I'm Paul Bromwell, and I'm so glad to have you back again this week to check out another fun match. Dr. Tom, how are you?
Doing great, Paul.
Yeah, I really enjoyed last week's with stunning Steve Austin and Chris Adams in Dallas, Texas. That was a fun match.
Yeah, it really was. Between two guys that had yet to reach their full potential in wrestling. But as us historians know, Stone Cold and the Gentleman went on to greater heights in professional wrestling. And this week, I think we have an even more interesting match about some people who have yet to reach their potential. But man, do they ever.
This is going to be a fun one. I've been really looking forward to this one all week because we are about to watch The Rock's first televised wrestling match ever. So again, another match that you're going to be able to find on YouTube. If you're doing that with us, watching along with us, go to YouTube, search The Rock's first televised wrestling match ever, and you'll see there he was Flex Cavana, and this was uploaded April 12th, 2020, so about a year ago. And you will find the match that Dr. Tom and I are going to watch along. And Dr. Tom, you worked a little bit with The Rock back in the day, didn't you?
Yeah, just a little bit. It was after he got some seasoning in Memphis. And,
okay.
So this is obviously his first time on Memphis television. But after that, everybody was anxious to get him rolling in the big time and sent him to Stanford. We worked out for a couple months, and lo and behold, he made his debut at Survivor Series. So this is a great territory to start out in. A lot of guys start there and kind of go in the middle too of their career. But The Rock was starting out here first, and my God, talk about potential. And did he live up to it? Yeah, I think so.
Well, Dr. Tom, I'm looking forward to this one. It's time for you to break out your doctor's coat. Go ahead and put that smock on. It's time to do some X-raying of this match. It's The Rock's first match. We're going to count it down in 3 seconds and then tell you when to hit play. Dr. Tom, I know you have it pulled up, and we are ready to go here. We're going to start 5 seconds in, a little bit of a commercial kind of deal for the first few seconds. So we're going to start at 5 seconds. Hopefully you all have it pulled up now. So in 3 seconds, we're going to say play, and then it's time for us to go. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, play. All right. And we have Corey Macklin in the ring.
Yeah. Corey Macklin was a classic old school wrestling announcer. And of course you recognize that guy looking over his shoulder, Jerry the King Lawler and superstar Bill Dundee are in the ring awaiting to do a television tag match. This would be known back in the day, not necessarily as an enhancement match, but this would be just something to get guys like the King and the Superstar on to give them an opportunity to just have their face on that Saturday morning TV. And Memphis had one of the highest rating TV shows for the longest time, forever and ever and ever. This was a place where young guys could come and learn their craft without being exposed to a national audience so much. But here you see a young guy, Brian Christopher, a.k.a. Brian Lawler, Jerry Lawler's son. And the man walking out now, Flex Cavana, the son of Rocky Johnson, who was a very good friend of Bill Dundee's and had wrestled in the Memphis territory many years before. So Rocky Johnson had a ton of respect from Dundee, Lawler, everyone in the Memphis territory. And they wanted to bring Dwayne in, give him an opportunity to get some reps, if you will, on TV, learning where to hit your time and where the cameras are. And this guy right here obviously had a presence from day one. So yeah, I think this will be a very interesting match, especially for all the fans of The Rock these days, or later day fans from WWE.
You know, what caught my attention as I watched this earlier was, first of all, he looks the part, number one, as he walked out, even with the sunglasses on, but he's got the build, the height, just really good here. But then also what I thought was cool, Dr. Tom, was Lance Russell is the man that's going to be able to call The Rock's first ever wrestling match, a televised match.
Well, yeah, and for those that don't know who Lance Russell is or was, he was pretty much from day one when Memphis Wrestling started at Channel 5 Studios. He was the announcer day one, and had a classic voice and knew how to sell the action in the ring. Now, in my opinion, I don't think you could get two better pros than Jerry Lawler and Bill Dundee to work with a guy like Dwayne Johnson or Flex Cavana in his first televised match, because they are going to see what he can do. This is what they're looking to find out. They're always looking for talent. Everybody is looking for new talent. That's the lifeblood of professional wrestling. But Brian Christopher is actually Jerry Lawler's son. And this was a fun time for them when they got to get in the ring and just have fun. And that's what professional wrestling was a long time ago, with guys who get in the ring. And maybe the fans didn't know it, but the guys in the ring sure knew it. They were having fun. And Lawler taking slams from his son, not one, not two, but three. Mm. And Bill Dundee coming in to feed for a slam two is just trying to show that these guys, these young guys on the other side of the ring, can hold their own against the two top stars in Memphis. And they're doing that again. We talked a couple weeks ago about Arn Anderson or Brett Armstrong having mutual respect. I think this is just a testament to how much respect Lawler and Dundee had for these guys too.
Yeah, it's almost like Lawler and Dundee go through that moveset, and then they back off and look and like, oh, we're against some really good guys here, you know. So that's the sell job, and that's them teaching the audience we're against some really good competition here.
Yeah, because it could go just the other way too. If this was an enhancement match, I don't think these guys would not only not get a lot, but I don't think they have a lot of time either. But there's a lot of time in this match for Christopher and Flex Cavana to shine, and that's what this is for. So it's a small crowd. It's a studio wrestling. This model does not exist anymore, but I got to tell you, the ambiance for this, the studio, the crowd, the people right on top in an intimate setting, was really, really a cool part if you were in the ring performing. And if you were in the back watching, because the crowd was loud, and you can see Lawler and Dundee taking their time and having fun with it.
Yeah, all behind those bright neon pink lights in the studio all around. This definitely an early 90s look and feel to it.
Yeah, it was it was old school. But that's again, you had young guys starting and veterans finishing their career. Watch this. Great block. And again, a clothesline by Brian Christopher, and Lawler goes down and sells it for him. So, again, a great learning place for guys to go, and a great place for veterans to go and help teach guys. And so that's what this territory was for, and another territory like Portland, Oregon, up in the Pacific Northwest, was used to give young guys an opportunity to see what they can do.
You know what I appreciate, though? Your two biggest stars ever in Memphis, they're the ones out there putting the new young talent over. Nobody else is. It's Lawler, it's superstar Bill Dundee out there doing the work for these guys.
Well, you have to remember, Lawler was a part owner at this time, too, so he certainly wanted to know if this kid, you know, Rock was 6'5", 6'6", big guy, and had the potential.
But he wants his hands on him.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants to see what he's got. He wants to see the feel. He wants to know how he locks up and how he moves. And he's about to see here in just a minute that he's big as a cat and agile as one, too. Watch his kip up. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy had blue chipper, as Jim Ross would say.
Certainly. He had something from day one. So, again, great height, leapfrog, just like his dad. Up and back and into that monkey flip and the arm drags. I don't think Lawler would take a monkey flip from just anybody. Mm-hmm. So it goes again. It goes to tell you how much faith King had in this guy. So
No, that's a good point. Lawler's not taking that move from just anybody. It's got to be somebody that he feels is going to be special. And now they're outside kind of just walking around, letting the crowd breathe it in a little bit, soak in the new star, Flex Cavana, giving him his due and letting him catch his breath a little bit. He went through quite a few move sets there.
Right. And you can't do this today necessarily. Once again, this model doesn't exist, but the storytelling, if you go back and watch, the storytelling and the psychology still exists. The heels put the baby faces over, the younger baby faces. And at the same time, they know, they being the heels, Dundee and Lawler, they understand when it's time to cut it off, or when it's time to get a little heat on these guys. So they're doing everything they can. Dundee and Lawler are doing everything they can to shine Flex Cavana and Brian Christopher up. And I got to tell you, when Dundee locks up with you, he locks up. He was stiff, and he liked everything laid in pretty damn solid. So I'll give it to both those guys. Lawler and Dundee didn't mind taking a punch, and they sure as hell didn't mind punching you back. So it was a testament to their toughness as well as Brian and Flex, if you will.
That's one thing, you know, you and I talked off air a little bit. I didn't get to watch much Memphis where I lived as a kid. I just saw the drop kick there. They actually comment about the drop kick and how not the best drop kick I've ever seen, but
yeah.
But hey, man, drop kick, I just was thinking about that. That's one of those moves that I think people underestimate, how delivering a drop kick the right way and getting the height the first time.
Well, especially if you're 260 and 6'5". I mean, and it probably was his nerves. There's no doubt in my mind that the Rock was feeling his nerves that day. It's his first wrestling match on TV. He's probably trained a little bit. Obviously, he has. But now he's in a major territory and working with the two top stars on TV. And, you know, he's the loud one. I mean, he did two kip ups and a couple of leapfrogs in there.
Yeah, really?
And a monkey flip. And that punch by Lawler.
Yes.
I don't think there's anybody that throws a better punch except maybe Terry Funk. And I'll give Terry Funk and Jerry Lawler two top people in the business that could throw punches convincingly, nine times out of 10, because they were actual punches. And you're going to feel it. Yeah. So.
Going back to what I was saying about superstar Bill Dundee, having not watched this too much, I only saw him a little bit in WCW, but he was good. He was a star down here, right? Maybe even so more known for his booking.
Nah, but Dundee was a star. Dundee has a great mind for the business, always had a great mind for the business. And here you see Lawler knowing when it's time to cut the baby face off. But Bill Dundee was a superstar in a place like Memphis where they didn't use big guys all the time.
Okay.
And he was able to make his way due to his ability to work and tell stories. And as a booker, he knew how to direct other people in how to tell stories. The booker's like a head football coach. He calls the plays, and it's up to the team or his crew to fill them out, to execute them out. So, and again, here they are. They're seeing if Rock can take some heat and how does he sell? Because they're all looking at this. This is one of the most important parts of being a babyface. And it's the key factor in being a babyface, being a good guy, and knowing how to sell and knowing how to get people on your side.
I love this, Dr. Tom. You're giving me an education as we watch these matches together week in and week out. So this is a lot of fun for me. This is good stuff. You don't think about it, but you're right. Now they're testing him to see how he will react, how he will sell. It's all a test.
It is. That was the fun part about wrestling, especially later on. You got in the ring with young guys, and then you could direct them in what they wanted to do. And this move here, double abdominal stretch. I don't even know how to say that word. Double stomach stretch. What do you think?
An abominable snowman put on an abdominal stretch.
Yeah, and that wouldn't be unheard of in Memphis either. And the referee obviously got knocked down somehow. So
the ref's out. No,
of course.
He punched him. Superstar Bill Dundee just literally punched him in the head.
Well, then that's not
going to stand goes.
Very well. Yeah. And I think that's
ref's calling for the bell.
Yeah, well, even though the babyface just have the bad guys in a dire predicament, they didn't win, or they did win. They won only by disqualification.
But not the tags. So, Yeah. But it's cool, though, because you still see, hey, we're going to give them their shine. We're going to let them get the victory. Obviously, no tag switch, but still, they're going to come out with their hands raised. And so they kind of did their, you know, did their job for them here.
Right. And once again, two young guys up and coming. Brian Christopher went on to great success in WWE. Is Too Cool with Scotty Too Hotty. And Flex Cavana. I mean,
he's a worldwide superstar.
Yeah, the rest is history in that. And that was the key element they were looking to get out of this match. And Jerry Lawler and Bill Dundee are the litmus test, and were the litmus test in Memphis, because they were going to give you the thumbs up or thumbs down. And no doubt about it, Lawler or Brian Christopher and Flex Cavana both got the thumbs up this morning on Memphis TV. They did a great job. And once again, the key element here is selling and getting yourself over by registering everything that happens in the ring. So while that model doesn't exist anymore, Paul, I thought it was a great way to find out if you could or you couldn't have a match right there live on TV in an intimate setting. And again, you had a lot of superstars go through Memphis, and man, great to see those two guys.
This was the ultimate before they were stars type feel to it, to be able to watch The Rock here in his first televised match. And especially now we know how the rest of the story has been written. And the fact, as you mentioned at the top of the show, that he would then come through the WWF/WWE and you would get your hands on him. Is there anything you want to share about just, you know, 30 seconds or less about training The Rock and working with him that stood out to you?
He had that attitude. Rock had that attitude when he stepped through the doors. The very first day, he was entertaining. He was engaging. He was charming. He understood that he had this vision. He had an idea for himself. He was going to be a star one way or another. Do I think he knew how big he was going to be? Probably not. But he had it in his mind. He was going to be a success. After leaving Canada with $7 in his pocket, he was bound and determined to come in this business, be successful, and outdo anybody when it came to hard work in the ring. And he did. Every time he came to practice, he was ready to go, and it was a pleasure to be around the entire time.
You said it all right there. The mindset and the work ethic. And if you are open and positive and are willing to put in both and have that winning mentality, and like you said, Dr. Tom, every time you had a session or you wanted to train with him, he was ready to go, took it seriously, and did the best that he could. And that was the formula for success. And mix in his charisma, and my goodness, you have a superstar.
I couldn't agree more. And I think he's going to be one of those guys that continues to climb the ladder. And I think there's nothing off bound, out of bounds for him. And there's sky's the limit for whatever he wants to accomplish. He puts his mind to it, and it comes true because he follows through with everything he does.
Well, Dr. Tom, thank you once again for breaking out that stethoscope, that x-ray machine, and giving us your eyes and views on that match for The Rock. Guys, ad-free shows, please continue to give us feedback. We're loving what we're seeing. Again, continue to let us know what matches you want to see. And if you have questions about some of those matches, we'll print them out and take note of it. And as we talk through these matches, we'll make sure we ask Dr. Tom. We want this to be engaging and interactive. Dr. Tom, I'm having a lot of fun with this, and I hope you are as well.
I'm having a blast. I can't tell you, man. It really is a blast watching some of this stuff, interacting with you, and just getting another opinion on it too. And that's what I think is important, going back and not necessarily reliving the past and saying, boy, it should be like this again, but just taking an opportunity to see what it was like back then and maybe relate it to now and see if the two could mix. See, could they coexist? Don't know if they can or not, but we'll find out.
And Dr. Tom, there's still things to be learned from the past, you know, especially if you're a young wrestler looking to get in the business. Some of the best homework you can do is on YouTube and going back and watch some of these classics. So this has been a really good time, and looking forward to doing it again the next time we get together.
Me too, Paul. Me too.
All right. Well, that's it. That's our show for this week. Again, X-Ray with Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom, have a great week. We'll see you again soon.